In today's Audio Pearl, I wanted to emphasize the almost magical mirror image relationship that exists between the way the ST-T wave looks in lead 3 compared to lead AVL. These two limb leads are nearly 180 degrees opposed to one another. Therefore, they typically show what we call reciprocal changes during an acute ischemic event. And since lead 3 is an inferior lead, and lead AVL is a high lateral lead, the finding in a patient with new onset chest pain of ST elevation in the inferior leads, which are leads 2, 3, and AVF, in which the shape of the elevated ST-T wave in lead 3 is the mirror image opposite of the shape of the depressed ST-T wave in lead AVL, is virtually diagnostic of a new event. Less often, in a patient with new symptoms, it may be lead AVL that shows isolated ST elevation, in which case a mirror image picture of ST depression in lead 3 would be virtually diagnostic of acute hilateral infarction. I'll emphasize that while true that the other two inferior leads, which are lead 2 and lead AVF, may also show reciprocal ST depression in response to acute ST elevation in lead AVL, these other leads are less likely to show a mirror image opposite picture. I'll conclude by emphasizing that clinically, you will not need to use this pearl when the ECG is obvious for acute infarction. But when ECG findings are more subtle, awareness of this magical relationship can be especially helpful when trying to discern if subtle ST elevation in the inferior leads is likely to be benign, perhaps due to early repolarization, or the result of acute OMI, that's occlusion-based infarction, in progress. Simply stated, in the setting of a benign repolarization variant with a certain amount of inferior lead ST elevation, you won't see a mirror image picture, that is, mirror image ST depression, in lead AVL. If you do see mirror image ST depression in lead AVL, then assume an acute inferior ischemic event until you prove otherwise.